Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, welcome to a very special Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 138. A Sunday morning, well, at least from my perspective, recording. And that means we get to talk about WrestleMania. That's actually pretty exciting. Mr. Willis, I'm sure like everybody else in Britain right now, probably a little tired after a very late WrestleMania. How are you doing, sir?
On my fifth coffee in the morning. last night was unbelievable. Unbelievable. But I dare say there's some bad to talk about as well. We'll get to that as the show goes on. I'm going to keep my words fairly, fairly short for the time being. I'm wearing a cap indoors. I've got the sun right in my face. So, yeah, this is. I feel like I'm hungover right now. So I'm going to let you carry on talking, Graham, for a change.
I heard somebody else have a similar sentiment. What time did you go to bed, just out of interest, approximately?
4:45 a.m.
4:40. I actually, even though I'm in the States, I actually went to bed before the main event. I was like, I can just watch it in the morning, and that's exactly what I did.
Fair enough.
I didn't see any reason to stay up. I was like, no one's going to spoil it because I'm sleeping anyway. All right, let's get to our guest. I'm so excited about this one, Matt. We have the star of Five Nerds Go. What am I doing bringing in two Matts on the same show? This is bound to be disastrous. Five Nerds Matt, how are you today, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Did you watch the whole thing? Did you stay up and watch the whole WrestleMania?
No, I watched it this morning. I was knackered from work.
See, to me, I think that makes perfect sense. I don't understand why a lot of the Brits stay up till that late. It seems far... Because you're totally jet-lagged this morning.
I'm more jet-lagged than I was for WrestleMania itself when I was there.
But to me, it seems like that would make more sense. Like, you just go to bed at the normal time, and then in the morning, you just watch it over breakfast.
No.
You got to be in the moment. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Matt Five Nerds Go. What was your main good cop moment of the week, year, month, whatever time frame you want to do?
Yeah, probably the main event. Probably because of what it meant to most people. Seeing two black women just go out there and knock it out of the park and show what they can do.
I wasn't that impressed with the build-up to it, to be honest, but I said on Twitter, I think the match itself is going to be just fine, and that's exactly how it turned out to be. I definitely think they picked the right main event for night one.
I mean, the build to it has been absolute dog shit, because it was based around some Reginald bloke, and then about 5 minutes of Sasha calling Bianca a rookie, and then there was some kind of bitch slap, and that was it, really.
But it also goes to show, at the same time, how talented these women are in the ring, that they were to take that little amount of build and turn it into what is being called as a match via Canada already.
They just didn't understand the whole tag team thing. Why they were putting them together, I didn't think that was necessary at all. I thought they could have kept them totally apart from each other for a month and it would work much better.
They've done that before with other main events, Graham, to incite more tension and things like that, and it didn't really work on this occasion, but I certainly was looking forward to it, and as my fellow Matt just said, he's absolutely right. I mean, when you see at the beginning of the main event, you see Bianca crying, and she couldn't hold emotion back. First time a one-on-one women's match, let alone the fact that it was two black women. Put that one aside for one moment. That two women were main eventing a WrestleMania event, one-on-one. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, we got to witness it happen.
I was about to say, isn't that unbelievable, considering what
unbelievable. It is a bit unbelievable, Graham, in a way, because we stayed to watch the main event, Graham, and it wasn't a great main event. It was not a great main event. The finish was botched. And I have to admit, I didn't know when we'd next see the females' main event Mania, because I thought that they had, quote, botched their chance. Mm. But, my God, they knocked out of the park.
Well, there was a botch in this match as well, but I'm going to save that because somebody might want to talk about it later, me possibly as well. One thing I did see, and I didn't notice during the match, but I saw pictures afterwards. I guess when Bianca whipped Sasha with her hair, like, she has a mark right along her side. It's like, oh my gosh, that thing is... I didn't realize. I actually was of the thought, like, if you get hit with hair, it doesn't do anything. Okay, I was way off the mark with that. That looked like it...
Wear the hair. Graham, you haven't got any, so you can't really comment on that, can you?
I guess not.
Beware the hair. Bianca Belair has some amazing hair. You wished you could have hair like that, Graham.
Yeah, I would love to be able to trip over my own hair. That just seems like a recipe for disaster. All right, Mr. Willis, what have you got then? A lot of things you could choose from, of course, as well.
So many things I could choose from. I could talk about Bobby Lashley being the first black person to successfully defend the WWE Championship at WrestleMania.
I get a feeling this is going to be like a speed check from you. You're just going to list off a lot of things that it could have been and then get a bonus speed check out of it. But go on, continue, please.
I have no notes, Graham, at all.
That's fine. You don't need notes. You love just riffing.
I can just riff. I could talk about that, but I've got a feeling that other people may want to talk about that in speed check time. What I want to talk about, though, is the opening of the show. Vince McMahon welcoming the fans back. I've got to admit, I had a little tear in my eye. I said so on Twitter, Grammy mocked me for it. But the fact is that I wasn't the only fan that had that feeling. A lot of fans had that feeling about the fans being back in. It meant a lot. But in my last time WrestleMania had fans was when we were there, Graham. It meant a lot to a lot of people. Jaded, who was on last week, was in the arena, was in the stadium, and he was quite emotional about it. Sent me a picture of him drinking a pale ale, so good for him. I was very touched by Vince's words, but the main thing about the opening which got me is that after waiting 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day, as I keep repeating quite a lot, putting that repetitiveness to one side is. Samoa Joe in a poncho is the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life. I have never seen anything so adorable. When we went to WrestleMania, Graham, he was this killer. He was this killing machine of a submission specialist. And now he's going to give him a little big cuddle. He looks so adorable. The way they filled for time when the first ever rain delay hit at WrestleMania. When I was in Florida... Graham, I can vouch for how quick those lightning storms come in there. And they had to evacuate the stadium twice for the fans. Once before they went on there, once while they were on air. But they do a great job. And a lot of people praising how good the impromptu interview that were being done. Because they had to get the character quite quickly. I mean, I'm just thinking about... The first one wasn't the best one I have. Shane McMahon was the least... popular of the lot of ones, but I think he was the closest one at the time to an interviewer. The fact that Drew and Bobby were first up, obviously, the fact that they were obviously slightly ready to go, then it got told of the delay, so straight away all of that flows out of them, sort of thing. And then they got told, okay, you've got to go and do a promo now, off the top of your head, go, and then you got to get back into character. You see Bobby. So having to psych himself up as he's going around. Like, I'm like, these guys earned their money last night for filling time. Vince, give them all the pay rise.
Matt, did you have a tear in your eye? Because I know I didn't.
Fucking hell, of course he didn't.
Oh, well, I was quite excited. I mean, I got to the point where I was like, yes, let's fucking go. That kind of excitement. We got wrestling, we got fans. Just get it on.
Did you know about the weather delay ahead of time?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter about 10 minutes before I went to bed. I saw a picture of a storm heading towards Tampa.
WrestleMania Twitter. There's actually a Twitter account set up just for WrestleMania Twitter weather. It was great. But I tuned in for the pre-show and they were keeping up to it the whole way through. And I like... A lot of people were tweeting up saying, this is God getting revenge for Backlash 2005. I'm like, no. Too soon, guys.
Well, I asked you, I said, do you know what the NHL hockey team is in Tampa? And you said you didn't know. And I said, it's Tampa Bay Lightning. I was like, they obviously gave it that name for a reason. I didn't know that it was like the Lightning Capital. I did not know that because they used that phrase a few times. But I knew what the weather's like in Florida. The Marlins, they built an indoor stadium because they were constantly getting rain out. So, yeah, it's a bit of a dangerous game to play in Florida. It definitely rains because you were like, it's warm. I was like, well, yeah, it is warm, but it also rains a lot at the same time. You can have both, and Florida definitely does. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being at Epcot and the rain coming, rain being completely bone dry and sunshine, and at the top of the hour, but 10 minutes later, it's overcast and grey. 5 minutes after that, it's thunder, lightning, and rain so hard you think it's going to break the glass above your head. And then 5 minutes after that, it's bright sunshine again, rain's gone. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. Lovely. It's like England.
Yeah. Well,
for what about you, Graham?
Well, I wanted to stay away from WWE. I thought it was possible that you guys would talk about that, and I thought it was possible one of you guys might talk about NXT. So I thought my role for this show is pretty clear. I'm going to talk about the indies. So I wanted to talk about an organization. It's going to start as a bad cop moment, but obviously it's going to transform as we keep talking a little bit more. This is from the 25th of May, 2020. Want to be a part of Voltage Wrestling? We're looking for you, the undiscovered independent wrestler who happens to be looking for a new opportunity once the quarantine is over. Or you, the referee who is looking for a new promotion to officiate you. You, the manager, valet, or an on-air personality looking to provide a little personality to a new promotion. I don't think they realized how serious this was at this point. This is actually the end of May. Anyway, it carries on. This organization basically has a news feed, so I just went through and started looking through. They announced in June their first person had been added to the roster. Then they had an update. By now, I'm sure you all have heard about the restrictions on outdoor events. While this means that we will not be able to stage our event, one thing for sure is the show will go on. A month later, postponed. I want to give everyone a heads up in regards to what's happening with the debut event. While we were hoping to get another venue, due to increased restrictions, that option has fell through. And with the restrictions still in place, we must postpone the event. This is a setback in the short term. It's going to be a blessing in disguise. That was August 10th, 2020. Independent organizations trying to start during last year just was not the perfect time at all. And then an absolutely massive gap until the end of March this year. So really, they had to put everything on the shelf for pretty much 7 to 8 months. Voltage Wrestling is proud to announce the addition of the hardcore icon, The Sandman, to the hashtag shocking debut. The Sandman, blah, 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 it goes on about it. Basically, they're ready to have their first show. They've started selling tickets. They've started announcing the format. So this new organization in West Virginia, they're going to have an 8-person tournament. They're going to obviously have the first round matches, the semi-final, and then the final to crown the new champion. So good for an organization. Obviously, that story's almost gone over for over a year. Their first show is June 5th. So that original story started at the end of May. So it's taken nearly a year for them to do that. But good for them being patient, making sure the fans are going to be safe. And the real reason this is going to be is the good cop moment, Matt, is that's my first wrestling event I'm going to be returning to. It's 90 minutes away from where I live. I have tickets for Mason, Jackson, and myself. And that is going to be our first return to live action wrestling. Obviously, with WrestleMania, people starting to return to shows. I didn't think it would happen quite as quickly for this, but I'm really excited to be going back. Quite a few people I know on the card. Max Morrison, who we interviewed for MGB last year as well. Kevin Mears. There's quite a few people on that card who we know.
Find it a little bit ironic, Graham, but you are championing a man who is so anti-women main eventing a wrestling event, Graham, but...
He's the person who's at the event. I'm not making any... I was talking about the organization.
Okay.
I haven't heard any of Sandman's comments in regards to WrestleMania, so I would have to stay away from that.
Not with WrestleMania, but you brought these up months ago, Graham, on Good Cop Bad Cop.
Average like.
It was your backup of a week that week. Anyway.
Oh, I do seem to remember that, actually.
It's a good cop moment.
For me was I am excited to be going back to wrestling, but I disguise it first by leading into something slightly different.
It is a good cop moment, Graham, because I'm always happy to hear that new independent promotion starting up. Always.
All right, I guess we're on to our speed check then. Oh, this is the potential. This could have been ridiculously long. I just went ahead and picked a few because otherwise I could have talked for 5 minutes on things that I like this week. But Matt, guests always get to go first. Is there anything else that caught your eye this week that you would consider that was good?
Pretty much Walter in all aspects. You know, he's Matt's versus Chamber, him versus Rampage Brown, and he's just battering the shit out of people. I don't know. He just seems to have this moment where he makes, despite being a giant person, he still kind of makes everything look realistic but safe at the same time. So even if he starts getting beaten down, he'll start selling his leg properly or he'll start selling his hand properly. So it influences everything that he does throughout the match rather than like, you got people like Will Ospreay that gets clotheslined and he just backflips and then just goes, oh yeah, I'm fine, let's go hit some RKO bullshit. It's nice to see Walter and the real throwback to an actual wrestler.
I think I've only ever seen like two Will Ospreay matches. I know a lot of people have talked, I've seen people talk negative and positively about him, but yeah, I have very little knowledge on him at all. But yeah, it's always good to see when people actually take the effort to actually, if you're going to put on the show, to actually sell the moves. I would definitely agree with that.
Velta is certainly someone who I'd like to see on main roster one day, but I don't think it'll ever happen because he's made it quite clear he doesn't want to work in America exclusively, which is fine. Yeah, that's why he only like pops over for the big events for NXT before this restriction happened. I can't see. I mean, Matt, do you think he could come to WWE properly or not?
He said he was open to it, which is more than he's been before. Because usually he just ruled it out immediately.
Because tell you what, there's something I would love to see him against Roman one-on-one properly. We got to see a little. We didn't get a chance to really see it at Survivor Series a couple of years ago. I'd love to see that. Oh, that's making me feel excited, that sort of thing. Or him and Keith Lee. Keith Lee versus, yeah. Versus Walter, that'd be great. Right.
All right, Matt, whenever you're ready.
Okay. There's so many things I could talk about with Good Cop Feature this week. I could go on and on about the fans being back. I could go on about the fact that we had a black champion defend for the first time successfully. Could go on about we actually had a half decent singer singing the national anthem. Well, not from Mega the Beautiful this time, but a lot when we were there. NXT again smashed out the park because that's what they do every single time. Could go on about all the independent events as well, which were wrestling with Mania, as it were. I saw a bit of the outdoor event. I believe it was Crab wrestling outside in the open air. That was lovely to see. And they were all maintaining distancing. Mainly the fans. The fans who were inside Raymond James last night, they actually all, for the most part, were all masked up and were as being as distant as possible. Guys, well done.
I got the same as you. I'm not going to put my time up. I could have talked multiple things, but going last as well, I figured you guys would probably cover most of it. But yeah, certainly NXT was a great start to the weekend. The independent stuff as well. There's been some great stuff there as well. A few little things I picked out. I did love at the end of Kane's speech for the Hall of Fame with him getting the fire coming up. I thought that was a really nice touch that they threw in there. I did like on NXT, I think it was night two, Pete Dunne after that match and the ref, the kind of looking at him like, should I raise your hand? And he's like, yeah, he just scowls at her. Nice little touch, because that's normally, after you win the match, you normally get your arm raised, and he kind of turned that down as well. The Bronson, I don't even know how to describe this. Bronson Reed's double suplex? Is that how you describe it? Like, there was one person about to German suplex somebody. Bronson Reed came around and basically just picked them both up. That was really good. Io Shirai jumping from the top of the skull. Whew. Very memorable. Lots of other things. I stayed away from WrestleMania because I figured a lot of people would be talking about that.
Good! Bad!
go listen to This Good Cop Moment, the King of Wrestling podcast, the number one source for independent wrestling. You can listen to him on all major podcast platforms. If you do listen on Apple Podcasts, go give him a 5-star rating and go follow him on Twitter as well at KOWP Show.
What is up? What is up? I'm Bishop TW Takes, and I'm here to let you know about my podcast, Terrible Wrestling Takes. On here, I summarize wrestling how I see it, and more importantly, as it's given to us. I also discuss some of your terrible and not so terrible wrestling takes. And whether you're a good cop, a bad cop, or even a criminal, feel free to subscribe where all podcasts are found and follow me at TW Takes Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time.
Good. Bad.
Okay, I think that now, Matt, this is our new section where we didn't really expect anything. Our friend Micah from Devoid Podcast sent me something. He's like, hey, I don't know if you can include this in your speed check. And I quickly said to you, why don't we just put out on Twitter if anyone has any moments they want to share and we can just read them out. I thought we might get 2 or 3 responses. We had way more than 2 or 3 responses. We don't quite know where this segment's going to go. We've kind of decided today that we're just going to go ahead and do them. If we do all the moments in between, then that will cover the good ones, and it might save us some having to do some when we do our speed check later. I got some that weren't necessarily fitted in with our tag. We had one main post, but some of them went into a slightly different place. So I got a couple at the end, Matt. Let me actually read Micah's to you first, which actually started all this stuff off. Micah, guys, they're going to have drones during the entrances at WrestleMania. They were doing rehearsals tonight. That was one of his good cop moments as well. I didn't actually notice that during the show, to be honest. So I'm not sure if they did that or not in the end.
I think there were some around, but I've got to admit, but I mean, because it's so much easier to control that with a boom camera nowadays. Okay, from this guy. Good cop moment. JWM telling Teddy Hart to fudge off. And bad cop moment of the week. Teddy Hart showing up at all shows all week, including WrestleMania. There's a picture of him at WrestleMania.
I misread it because he put his bad first. I was thinking it was going to be good and then bad. And I was like, why would you think Teddy Hart appearing is a good thing? Justin, I really appreciate you guys including me in this tweet. His good moment was NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, of course. And his bad moment was WWE making Lashley look weak the last couple of weeks by implying that he needs help taking out Drew McIntyre after he's been dominant for so long. He clearly didn't need any help. He did just fine. All right, what else, Matt?
Okay, from Chad's _ mind, otherwise known as the boss of a network. Good moment being Volta being the biggest badass on the planet, as we mentioned earlier, of course. In bad moment of the week, Cole and O'Reilly's new separate entrance themes. Yeah, they're not great.
Mm-hmm. Your boy D Hahn, also from Devoid Podcast. Good cop moment was absolutely showing that Swerve got during the gauntlet match. Dude was super entertaining that whole match. And a bad cop moment is, I understand that it's in his show, but I'm not a huge fan of Barnett beating Mox at Bloodsport.
Next one for me, from Ringside Rant Jones. Good cop moment of the week, Becky Lynch returning.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
And bad cop moment of the week, Lashley the transitional champion. Turns out you're wrong, sir.
I couldn't remember where that was. I remember seeing that tweet, but I couldn't remember if it was in this thread or somewhere else.
Bad cop on you for getting it wrong.
Absolutely. At TW Takes Podcast, good cop Graham bringing all of us together, and bad cop these tweets getting more engagement than my show. We'll make sure we put your promo in this week's episode. Yeah, we weren't expecting anything like this number of responses so far.
Yeah, thank you to everybody for taking part in that for certain. High five, Tom, for my guest, of course. Good one being the Midwest wrestling prince of positivity is the good cop moment of the week. So promotion, Tom, good for you. And my only bad cop moment, Dunham, because you're not getting more time. Yes, I think it could have gone a bit longer. I've been happy with another half an hour of that.
Yeah, that was a really good match for sure. At podcast TA2 Squid, a good cop for me would be a mix of the NXT Championship match between Karrion Kross and Finn Balor. That was awesome. And the UK Championship between Walter and Ciampa. And my bad cop was the NXT Women's Belt. I can't believe they had Io Shirai give it up to a rookie.
From Chris Dees, at PWC Chris Dees. Good cop moment of the week. Ciampa reminding everybody how good he is by looking old in one of the year's best matches. And his bad cop moment of the week, well, officially, nothing. Honestly, just a great walk around. But after some prodding from you, Graham, it's Shotzi Blackheart because she's a mess again.
I did accuse somebody of hacking his account because it seems as that wasn't mentioned. Yeah. But yeah. Chaos Theory Pod. Chaos Theory Podcast. Chaos_Theory Pod. Good cop moment was interviewing Jasmine Allure. I would definitely go ahead and recommend that. Big fan of Mission Pro Wrestling, so I was excited to learn a little bit more about her as well. And his bad moment was the three team cluster beep that was MSK, Good Young Veterans, and Legado del Fantasma. I actually enjoyed that match as well. But hey, we all have our slightly different takes on different matches.
We do. And the last one is just a bad cop moment. It's from MGB Mason. My first lacrosse game was during WrestleMania Night 1.
Actually, in the end, it wasn't. We actually got it slightly wrong because I thought it started at 7 and it started at 8. And with the delay, he actually made it back in time. So he didn't actually miss anything. So so it worked out just fine.
Then that, sir, is a good cop moment. Bang.
I would agree.
All right, don't forget, if you want to catch the best indie wrestling action as well, don't forget to go and check out powerslam.tv. And if you use code GOODCOPBADCOP, all lowercase, then you can get 30 days free.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good. Bad.
All right, let's go on to our main bad cop moments then. And this might be a little more tricky this week, possibly, but let's see what we got. All right, Matt, what did you find then that you didn't like this week?
Not really much to be angry about this week, to be honest.
Who are you? You're always angry about something, dude.
Not angry. Just because I'm always stuck with Paul Tolley and eating billion things. And stock using.
I miss Tolley.
Yeah, he is retired.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's good. If there's nothing that's bad, that's always a good thing, I guess.
A good thing.
That's why it's pretty much been covered about Teddy Hart being a villain.
I remember when we were at WrestleMania weekend, Graham, and Teddy Hart turned up to read a story about his cat.
Uh huh. That was really the whole crap. It's been ruined. Unfortunately.
Yeah, the crowd went mad for it, and it's just ruined now, unfortunately.
Yeah, the chance of one more story or one more page, and it was just really funny. But yeah, another of those moments that, yeah, unfortunately didn't really.
So that's a bad cop moment. Then thanks, yeah. Matt's absolutely right on that one. Teddy Hart being everywhere. Yeah, sucks.
Well, the first places I saw some wrestlers comment that they weren't happy about it, but I thought it was at GCW, but I might be wrong. Actually, no, it's the other way around. And yeah, I guess he was allowed to stay, but yeah, certainly the next ones he went to, they made it very clear, we want no part, we asked him to leave, and yeah, done. So yeah.
Good for them for telling him to go.
There's also a Twitter account as well. Is Teddy Hart in jail? Basically, each day it just tweets and it's like, no, no, no. And there was a few people who were kind of surprised by that news that the answer was no. But
I sort of applaud the guy or girl who is on that Twitter account religiously every day doing that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Matt. Good cop, bad cop, Matt. What you got?
But this one is a surprising bad cop moment.
Yep.
Sasha Banks last night was in the main event of WrestleMania, and she had been at multiple WrestleManias.
She has.
And I'm going to say this with a preemptive mention that I am fully aware that I have a much higher standing of the next woman I'm about to mention, having now watched Total Divas. Who do you think won more matches at WrestleMania, Sasha Banks or Eva Marie?
Well, I know exactly how many Sasha's won because she's 0-6, so it's clearly not Sasha.
Eva Marie had won more matches at WrestleMania than one of the most handsome women who's ever been in the business.
Yep.
The fact that she's... although, to be fair, last night it was about Sasha making also helping Bianca become the star she is going to be. These two are going to have I personally believe, a equivalent of Rock-Austin rivalry for years now, these two. These two are going to be the ones that will carry the division going forward, I feel. But, yeah, I just think, when I look back, I'm like, that's got to be wrong. And that's right, but surely it can't be. If I went back to everyone, I'd recommend a 32, 33, 34, 30, no. She hasn't won a single one. Even the tag team championship, she lost that night. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. And that's what back around the week. Partially on me, that I didn't realise that Sasha Banks had never won at WrestleMania.
I didn't until I saw the tweets this morning. I saw several people post 0-6, and I have to admit, that is really surprising.
It's also her first ever one-on-one at WrestleMania as well.
Ah, didn't know that.
I don't know either. One thing we've been noticing a lot more recently is that because of their love of trying to get everyone on the card, you don't always see everyone having one-on-one matches, of course. But that's your bread and butter. If you budget your bread and butter one-on-one WrestleMania match, that's when you know you've made it. They trust you to have that one-on-one match, which is partially why I think they decided to put Bunny in a tag match in a one-on-one. Although, as we found out, it turns out Bad Bunny can wrestle.
Yeah.
Not he can wrestle better than half the roster.
Yeah, he's a quick learner.
He's good. Although, trying to play to Chris, who was this morning, was like trying to get blood from a stone.
Uh-huh. Other Matt, any thoughts on Sasha?
Yeah, kind of surprised that she's 0-6. Thought she'd have won at some point. If you look at Bianca and kind of the future of WWE, her and her husband could quite easily be the top people that run the company if they wanted to. That's why I like the Street Profits, and Montez is so much better than Angelo Dawkins that he doesn't really need to be held down by him much longer.
I mentioned to you a week, Montez is going to be a superhero one day. He's going to be a main event star. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing that really pleased me, though, was, I was going to say, Sasha obviously took the loss again. She's lost the championship again. She is 0-6. But the video I saw that I posted on Twitter probably an hour before we came on air was, she has a huge smile on her face after that match. She's pushed up against the barricade. The refs there like checking if she's okay. She has the biggest smile on her face. And that's what it's about. It's about the entertainment. It's not really about the wins and losses, but the fact that she was obviously perfectly okay with it. She knew that she'd put on an absolute belter of a match, and that, I guess, that would be the saving grace for it. Did she put on a great match? Absolutely. So the record in the end probably doesn't matter. My view of Sasha has not been tarnished by her losing this title as well. I'm still a big Sasha fan, so whatever her record is it, for some people, their record is irrelevant, and I think she's probably one of those people.
I do agree on that one. She, a lot of people say, like, before WrestleMania started last night, the pre-show, they were talking about the Edge Mick Foley match at WrestleMania 22, and how Mick Foley had main evented Mania back at WrestleMania 2000, 6 years before. But even though he'd done that, he's never had a Mania moment. Edge was determined to give him that, and I think last night Sasha had hers. Absolutely. She's got one she can bank, ironically now.
I'd agree. Now, it was very tempting to suggest this week that we don't do anything bad. We had one episode, Matt, where we did everything that was positive. And I did think about it. I was like, shoot, why didn't we just do that this week? Anyway, my bad cop moment is IWTV Family Reunion Part 1, IWTV Family Reunion Part 2, AIW Go For Broke, The Life of a Very Good Professional Wrestler, ICW No Holds Barred Volume 11, Then and Now, No Peace Underground, Murder Mania, Action and Sup, Have Fun, Be Sad, Freelance and Freelance Underground, Chicago's Secret Stash, H2O Wrestling, Subterranean Violence Volume 9, Pit Fighter X Battle of the Tough Guys, ICW Pit Battle X Battle of the Tough Guys 2, Tony Deppen's Beer House, Beyond Wrestling, Time Capsule, ICW No Holds Barred Volume 12, Jimmy Lloyd's Degeneration, The Acid Cup Day 1, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, For the Culture, Alley Cat's Real Hot Girl Shit, The Acid Cup Day 2, Spring Break, Violence X Suffering, Effie's Big Gay Brunch, Planet Death,
Brave
Pro, No Peace Underground. I've got two more I got to remember. Ladies Night Out, and there's a GCW, but it's a different GCW. My bad cop moment is there was just way too much indie wrestling for me to keep up with this week. I think I just counted 26 events there over 3 days, and I don't even think I included them all, because I seem to remember there were some other ones I saw people post about online. I probably got to see half of that, and I'm exhausted trying to keep up with it all. Today, I don't even want to watch WrestleMania tonight, to be honest. I have tried to keep up so much with that indie stuff, and it's been exhausting, but it's been really good to see those indie wrestlers as well. Because last year, of course, during WrestleMania weekend, there was no WrestleMania weekend. It was literally just WrestleMania. So finally getting to see that, because, of course, we were at the last one, Matt. The last one where they had people there, we were at those indie events. So this year it was like, yeah, I'm going to try and watch as many as I can. I've watched as much as I can. Some I've dipped in and watched only just like the few, perhaps the main event and some of the other ones. But there was a lot of indie wrestling this week. And bad cop moment is I couldn't keep up with it all. There was too much. In some ways, I would rather they spread it out over a month and I could actually watch a little bit more of it rather than having to miss some of those things.
Matt, have you ever heard someone complain so much about having too much to watch wrestling-wise?
AEW fans.
It's pretty much a problem for everybody now, though. And if you're talking about it on the podcast, like if you're talking about watching WWE, watching Impact, watching AEW, watching New Japan, watching MLW, watching all those different organizations, there's a lot every single week. But as an indie fan, I was particularly spoiled these last few days. But yeah, it was difficult as well. Like, they started at 12 p.m. each day. Like, I'm at work. I can't watch that. That was actually more suited to the English audience, ironically. Like, their first match was 5 p.m. Like, perfect. You do your 9 till 5, and then when you're eating your tea, you can actually watch something. But yeah, it's clearly not a bad cop moment. But I had to shoehorn it in wherever I could, because I didn't really see anything particular that was that bad this weekend. So the way it goes. All right. Anything else you wanted to add in, Matt? Well, I would say we got our speed check, but you kind of gave us a little list before. Anything else that sort of come to your head that you would consider bad?
I think some people's reactions to the British Wrestling APG report this week hasn't been great. And they had the government look into British wrestling as a whole, and it's shithole as it is at the minute, and people seem to be more worried that some bloke was upset that people weren't in shape than the actual state of the industry, which is really worrying. They're like, oh no, someone's not in shape, oh no, we're full of Nazis and rapists, and they're like, oh no, we're more bothered by someone not being in shape. Get your priorities straight, we try and make things better.
Yeah, yeah.
They had one bit in there that said Progress Wrestling had implemented some safeguarding from Anne Cross House or something like that. They were lambasted for it, and now no other company want to put it in place. I mean, it's literally there for the protection of other people, to stop people like Travis Banks going after people like Millie McKenzie again. And yet, like, because Progress got shit about it, they ain't gonna do it. Because they don't have the kind of platform to lose fans.
I feel that they're gonna have to at some point, though.
Yeah, like you said, that's gotta be a priority. There's some things that are important and some things that aren't. And yeah, some people have gotta get that sorted out a little bit for sure. All right, Mr. Willis, you got anything else? Do you need a minute?
I don't need a minute, but I can just quickly rattle through two things which come to my mind. One of which is Bad Cop on me for not having faith that Bad Bunny could actually wrestle like he is. He literally last night, I don't feel I've ever seen anyone in their first ever match hit a Canadian Destroyer perfectly before. Never.
Yeah.
So credit where it is due. He was fantastic. And Bad Cop for me for not believing in that. But I'm going to go back to something else from my Bad Cop moment of Miss BJ, which is whoever decided to put Hardcore Justice on at the same time at WrestleMania Night 1. I have looked at the results from today. I've looked at some of the highlights, and I've got to admit, I'm quite disappointed, because you had some great matches on there, none of which lasted more than 15 minutes apart from the main event. So you know, not too shabby, I suppose, but Sami Callihan literally won it in about four minutes. So some of these things were like, it didn't feel like, from what I could see, it didn't feel like an ECW tribute show, which is what I think it meant to be. It just felt a little bit more like thrown together just to try and sell some pay-per-views. The first purchase-only event they've had since 2012. And try to put out against WrestleMania on Peacock. I don't think you're going to win that one, unfortunately, Impact. A good event, but you were never going to get peaked with that. Especially when people started hearing about how good WrestleMania was, they'd have switched over.
Bad Cop moment on me, believing you could actually go under a minute and actually taking you on your word. I also got Bad Cop moment, you got rid of my devil's advocate for you. It was simply defend your original stance on Bad Bunny, but luckily I have a backup for you anyway. Wade Barrett calling it a coup de grace again. Like, why are we still calling it that? Like, that's ridiculous at this point. There was two one-eared bunnies in the ring as well, so I don't know who put those costumes together. The bunny lost its ear. I don't know if it was aggressive hopping down the ramp. Obviously not too good. Not her fault, of course. Mandy Rose slipping obviously on the ramp was obviously a Bad Cop moment. Thankfully it didn't seem to injure her or anything, but obviously that could be, things like that can often just cause random injuries. And I'm surprised neither of you mentioned Michael Cole's botched call at the end of the main event. Like, the main event was really good, but that really did ruin it. As I was watching the highlights this morning, I actually thought somebody just edited the clips together really badly, because it's like, oh, Sasha kicks out, and then you've got Bianca lifting up the bell. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, he totally miscalled it.
I can forgive that in the heat of the moment, Graham.
If he's watching that, you wouldn't have done that because she didn't kick out.
I can forgive making a mistake in the heat of the moment, is what I'm saying.
I can't. If you're watching the match, she didn't kick out, so you don't say it. That sounds like a pre-scripted line, but that obviously wasn't what happened. So he either misremembered or, I don't know, but he obviously wasn't watching the match.
To be fair, after WrestleMania, Graham, I think he could have got much worse than that. So.
Oh, you didn't like that? I thought that was clever.
It was the whole of Twitter face-palmed in unison, Graham. How did you not?
Once again, I don't have my finger necessarily on the pulse of wrestling.
During the 30-minute reigns, though, Graham, the whole of Twitter was literally just doing the same thing. Just saying, what's everyone else thinking about this at the same time? It was glorious. The fans just got together for it. It was great.
All right, no open agenda this week. We're on a bit of a tight schedule.
As always, guys, welcome to the Devil's Advocate round for Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 138. Myself, Graham, and Matt from Five Nerds Go will give each other a Devil's Advocate, which is a ridiculous statement which we have to defend for 20 seconds, whether or not we believe in it. If we say I, we mean the person we are talking about, obviously, and obviously 20 seconds... You must fill that time. That is a requirement. So, Matt, do you want to go? Do you want to deliver or receive first?
I'll deliver first.
Deliver first? Okay. Do you want to deliver to myself or Graham first?
Yeah, we'll go with you.
Okay. What you got, big boy?
Finn Balor's a dropkick wanker and a dropkick wanker only.
Absolutely. Finn Balor is nothing short of being a dropkick wanker. When it comes down to it, I mean, yes, he's got abs, but does that make him a good person? No, it makes him nothing short of a dropkick wanker. I'm not entirely sure why you've chosen those words exactly, but it sums up him in general. Everyone from Ireland is exactly the same as well, so you can put everyone in that bracket.
Five.
Like following fire.
Oh my gosh, good. We've had some ones from left field. I'm not sure I'm prepared for this either, Matt, but go ahead, I'm kind of ready.
Shane McMahon really is the best in the world.
Absolutely, he proved it. He was there, he could have easily got out. He had his people, he had a plan. Like, if you're going to face Braun Strowman, clearly you're not going to beat him one-on-one, so what do? You bring in your guys, you bring in the tough guys to come and help you out at the start of the match. It almost worked, it was very close. How Braun managed to grab his hand through the mesh, I have no idea. But no, he certainly was the top guy once again. Ugh, he went straight for the jugular. Yeah, I actually watched it this year, but yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I should have disappeared at that point. I should have taken a break, but I was like, I was actually hoping that Bron was going to crush him, so I actually watched it. Well, we got to see all the spots we realized. I knew he was going to do a coast-to-coast, and Mason said, he'll do something stupid like jump from the top of the cage. Well, he got pushed, but yeah, not the highlight for me, that's for sure. Yep, you definitely went for our two people that we don't like. All right, other Matt, do you want to go ahead and do yours?
Yes, I'll give it to Matt first, yeah.
Okay,
Matt, so the statement you have to defend is, I mean you, okay?
As you said in the rules at the start, yes.
I'm reminding him again, just in case. I would like Walter to spank me like he chops people.
Yeah, somewhat. I would very much like Walter to spank me as he chops people, because clearly he will make someone's ass shake so hard that it will probably start an earthquake, and Matt has clearly been reading my tweets from the other day.
I haven't.
I was like, where on earth did you come up with that one?
6 days ago, Graham. 6 days ago.
For me, that was one that was very much from left field, but okay, you did your research.
You've got to do your research, Greg.
All right, go ahead. Host, what you got for me?
For you, Graham, this year's WrestleMania Night 1 was better than our entire WrestleMania because they had a rain delay.
Absolutely. As a British person, why wouldn't you want that? That's exactly what you want. We love talking about the weather and gave people a chance to talk about that. It actually detracted from some of the weaknesses in the card as well. So, no, that was definitely a strength of that. Why would you want to do one that goes on for so long? We were there at 5. It didn't finish till gone midnight. This was much better when you have that rain delay to kind of break things up a little bit. 19 seconds. It's near enough.
I'll let you have it. This is maybe one. I'll let you have it.
I couldn't get an extra sentence in 1 second. There's no way. There was no way. All right, well, that's kind of screwed me up as well, because you kind of stole my second one as well. Oh, actually, no, you didn't steal. No, you didn't. No, you're good. You're good. All right, 5 nerds go, Matt. This one is for you. Pandemic or no pandemic? If you wanted a WrestleMania with pirates and shitty weather, this would have been the perfect year to have a WrestleMania in England, specifically in Penzance.
Oh, yeah, it would have been great to be in Penzance. It's literally the shittiest place in the world. In some places, you know, I'm supposed to be defending Penzance, and I have nothing nice to say about the southern places. From Buckinghamshire, I have nothing nice to say about Penzance. The shithole.
I would say that was a perfect devil's advocate I delivered then. That was probably...
That was really well done, Graham. And I've got to say, Matt, absolute props to you for being a sport on that, definitely. Graham.
Like I said, Matt, your original one was supposed to be just defend your original stance on Bad Bunny, which we can't do anymore. Well, as you're so good at doing your research, Matt, you'll be prepared for this one because you'll have seen my tweet as well yesterday. The singing of America the Great was ruined only by Jerry the King Lawler not screaming puppies over the top of it.
Well, absolutely. The fact that it's called America the Beautiful, Graham, not America the Great, makes it even better. Jay Lawler not shouting over the top of it, Graham, made it so, so much better. I mean, the woman wasn't the best. She's not Lynn Garcia, but she did a fine job, and it was made so much better that Jay Lawler's microphone was turned off for the whole time.
A pro. Perfect for 20. Nicely.
Yeah, shame you couldn't get the question right.
It is a big shame. Well, that was a backup one that I didn't think I was going to need. I was like, I'll just write something down as an afterthought. But
America the Great, Graham? I think a lot of Americans listening to this show right now are shouting at this podcast because you can't remember the name of their most famous song.
I think the Star Spangled Banner might probably be a little bit more.
I famous, said but... song, not anthem, Graham.
You realize an anthem is a song, right? Okay.
Just
checking. And I should know because they sing it also at baseball games as well, sometimes in the seventh inning. But hey, we're at the end of the show.
I thought that was Take Back to the Ball Game.
Well, they do a different. They do depends on what day it is as well. Sometimes they'll mix that up a little bit as well, particularly after post September 11th. They tended to switch that out and replace it with that as well because it was a little bit more patriotic. Just realized we're at the end of the show and we messed up something that we normally do at the start of the show. When we introduce our guests, we normally get them to tell us, explain their podcast to them. We totally forgot to do that. So, Five Nerds Go, Matt, please tell us about your wonderful infrequent podcast. Tell us where we can find you on social media and all that other good stuff.
Which we have been on, of course.
We have. Oh, we have.
5 Nerds Go is literally just random people talking about random shit or quizzes for 4-year-olds to make people look stupid. Successfully, it does. Move to Spotify because apparently it's free and no one bothered to tell us that. And we've been paying like 10 quid a month for SoundCloud for no fucking reason. That was great.
That's a bad cop moment right there.
Jeez, I didn't realize. Oh. We don't know any of this side of it because being on a network, we let Chad and Diesel take care of all that stuff. Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. We only found out.
Chad and Diesel might be looking into that now as well. Thank you very much, man.
Because we found out because Marky started one about Crawley Town because he supports them.
Someone's got to. Says it up again.
He was like, I'll do it via Spotify because it's free. And we're like, we've been doing this for like 4 years and now you fucking tell us.
My petition says $480 for 4 years at $10 a month. Yikes.
Yikes, yeah. Indeed.
Yes, you can find us on Twitter at 5NerdsGo. You can find me on Twitter at Sexual Tyrannosaurus, because that's what Deck named me for some reason. Not actually that, but it's the name that comes up.
Yeah, you can't fit that many letters into, unfortunately, Matt. But yeah, good enough. Yeah, and you can always count on Matt for a hot food take as well.
Yeah, I don't trust people around food. It's like people that like Twiglets or orange juice with pulp in.
Oh,
well, Chris would agree. Chris would agree with the orange pulp in the orange juice. I don't like pulp in it, but I like Twiglets. I've got to admit, I'm not as frequently, but I do like them. So, if you get into a food show, Graham, we could maybe keep going another 5 minutes, maybe.
Like I said, the only point of the show is just to get to the last segment. The first ones are just filler, just so we can talk about whatever we want to talk about, and then just do some dumb devil's advocates at the end. Yeah, and it works perfectly.
It does indeed. Right, okay, thank you so much, Matt, for that. You throw me completely off my stride. And thank you so much.
It was worth it.
It did. And thank you so much as well to Matt for joining us on the day, busy WrestleMania weekend, for chatting mainly the good stuff about this weekend. We had so little bad to talk about. We want more weeks like this. Everyone go and follow Matt and the 5 Nerds Go podcast, because when it does release, it is always a must listen. Just to hear what they're arguing about this week. Me and Graham will be back next week for another amazing episode, hopefully.
Good! Bad!
We both pressed up at the same time, Graham, so I pressed the stop button as you pressed it as well, so it started recording again.
Oh, it did. Perhaps we can leave that in. Did it? Hopefully, it managed to record that. That'd be quite funny. That'd be a perfect way to end the show, right?
The music was "Happy Happy Game Show" by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 http://creativecommons
.org /licenses /bad /3.0/.